Welcome to the Grace Place Weekly Podcast. No matter your size, age, shade, or background, here you'll receive compelling lessons suited to help guide your walk with Christ and your relationships with others. Please join us now for this week's podcast, recorded live from Grace Place in St. Paul, Minnesota.
While we were receiving the offering, Adriana came and said, "I think I might have missed my window, but I feel like I have something to say." And I said, "No, I think she does have something to say. Would you make her welcome today? Let her know." Express
it. Take your time. I'm just going to prepare myself because I'm a crier. Okay. So, Pastor was saying, like, things come to you whenever. And for me, I sing in the choir. I'm one of three toddler school teachers here. So, this morning, I've been really just, there's a lot on my mind. And it's not so much that I'm worried God's not going to provide for me financially, but I've got two kids, and tomorrow will be the first day I will be a single mom of two. And that says a lot. Like, so today I was like, I just need this. I need to be in choir. I need to get, like, my fill. And then Craig comes, and he's like, "Oh, your son's screaming." And I'm like, why now? Like, I needed this. I needed this. But I'm his provider, and he is my provider. And when I call, I know he's going to provide for me. And that's what the message was for me today. I didn't need to be in choir. I needed to know. I am his child, and he's going to take care of me. So that's all.
Oh, that is so right.
I want to know if you think he's real or not. Now, that's about as real as it gets right there. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When I cry out, he's going to hear me. And this whole day's been about that. Let the Spirit of the Lord minister to you. Let God talk to you. Let's just pray a moment, shall we? Just close your eyes. Let us pray together that the Lord would help us, that God Almighty would set us free, that He would convince us by His Spirit, that we would repent, that we would change our minds and believe Him. Lord, I pray right now that by your Spirit we would transcend, we would be free from our thinking, negative or religious or from our past, that this spiritual war that is within us, this wrestling that we do with you, that we would surrender and submit and let your Spirit work mightily in us today. And we thank you. Help me now, Lord. We thank you for being faithful when we doubt and when we don't know. You still do exactly what you have always done. You come through for us. You prove yourself faithful. God, I want to thank you for hearing us when we cry out to you, hearing our hearts when we cannot say words. Thank you for seeing us right where we are. Thank you. Thank you for coming down, for condescending to coming to where we are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Deliver us. Set us free today. Set me free today, Jesus. Set me free. Continually work in my life, even right now. In Jesus' name. Well, you guys, there's something going on today bigger than me. There's something going on in this church bigger than me right now. And I don't know that I have all of the words that need to be spoken or the things that need to be shared. Is that all right? the thought that we might have a place higher than we have been to go is an admission that we don't have it all. The thought that we can transcend, we can emerge, means there's somewhere higher and that we are not finished. Every great move of God began with an admission, we've got to change things. Something has to change. And when that change was complete, people built houses and stayed there at the new place. That's why Martin Luther started a reformation but never wanted it to be Lutheranism. He wanted it to be a reformation. But we called it Lutheran and built churches on a Lutheran idea. Out of that came several more moves of God. Methodists decided we need a better method. Presbyterians decided we need a better leadership group, the presbytery. The Anabaptists recovered baptism by immersion and decided we need to follow Jesus in a peaceful way. Protestants split into several different groups, and the final great wave of God in the 1900s was the Pentecostal movement. People were filled with the Spirit. But every one of these movements ends up like a shipwreck on the shore with all kind of men's ideas. People want it to be the end. We want it to be the last. As a matter of fact, right now, Protestantism focuses on this is the last generation. Well, I challenge that and tell you, God has more for us than what we have known. And only in your spirit can you feel this thing saying, I need something from God. I need to think differently. How many of you want to lengthen your up times and shorten your down times? How many of you say, I want God to help me understand more, help me know him? How many of you would like God to show up and manifest himself through you? Did you know that was the purpose of the church? You don't come just to receive. God has you on this planet so that he can show himself out of you. But we've got so many religious Christianity has sabotaged the message of love. We've become so anti, and God tries to show up and love people, and we are in conflict because we can't figure out whether we're compromising Christianity if we follow Jesus. I said that the way I meant to. And so today, there's something happening in this service that I'd like you at least to recognize, and that is there's a wrestling in your spirit as God is saying to you, come up higher, be relieved, be released, think differently, set yourself free, celebrate, celebrate. Don't take for granted these moments when the Spirit of the Lord would visit us. Don't take that for granted. Don't think that that's nothing. Don't think it's just another service. When you look back over your past, help me now, and you've had wonderful experiences with God, and sometimes it looks like that experience is gone. You can't get the feeling back, but the truth of the matter is, line upon line, precept upon precept, God was building you into something. He was doing something to you. Marvelous times I've had in God that I cannot go back and recover, but it put something in me. It put another brick on the building that God was building. Does that make sense? And so just the idea that I am not complete means all of us can say, Lord, I'm humble before you today. Talk to me. Show me. Work on my attitude. Some of you need an attitude adjustment. Some of you need physical healing. I'm so glad he doesn't work on my attitude when my body needs healed. I want him to work on my body. But as soon as my body's right, man, he gets back in my head and starts working on my brains. Am I right or not? Somebody say amen. Acts chapter 7, please. Verse 49. Acts chapter 7, verse 49. My God. Acts chapter 7. I'll give you just a real quick history of where we are in this chapter. The man Stephen has been accosted by the Sanhedrin. A follower of Jesus has been called before the court of the Mosaic law. And they have accused Stephen. And Stephen recounts the history of the Jewish people. If you were to begin at the beginning of chapter 7 and read to where we are, he goes all the way back to Abraham and he says, our father Abraham was called out. God then gave him a son, and his son had a son, and we got the patriarchs, the 12 tribes. He speaks in his message to this group of people about Moses and the deliverance from Egypt. And in this discourse, as he is preaching what they already know, he introduces the idea of Jesus. But in this message is a profound statement that challenges history and ancient history. Verse 48. Did I say 47, 48, 49? 48. Acts 7, 48. However, would you please read this with me? Please read aloud. However, the Most High does not live in houses made by human hands. Read on now. As the prophet says, read one more verse, please. Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord, or where will my resting place be? He brings that into the story at the history that he's recounting of when David wanted to build God a temple and Solomon built the temple. But he's challenging the idea that God goes to church. And he's saying God is outside a church. He's not in this building. He doesn't live in this building. And that challenges these people. Because immediately after that, he said, you are stiff-necked people. If you can get that next verse, just show us, just flash it so we don't get stuck on stiff-necked. Can you get the next verse up there for me? One more verse now. Do you see it? Get it down. God is bigger, outside of, transcendent of our thinking. And man has constantly, you and I have constantly tried to bring him down till we can understand him, figure him out, put a clock on him, time him, place him. Where is he? Where does he go? Who is he with? Listen to me. Who is he with? When he is bigger than all of that, he is not held by our religion. He is not held by our Christianity. He is not bound by our thoughts. And he is moving on this planet right now in places that you will not accept, touching people that you don't think should be touched, dealing with people that you can't imagine he's a part of. And what he's doing right now is he's challenging the church. He said, my house is not in a building. Where I go is not in a building. And when we let go of that idea, when we get it, we think of our language. Think of our language. Think of what, I wrote some of this down. Think of the way we speak. Think of our language. Is this all right with anybody? Somebody say the church. Have you ever said, where do you go to church? Where do you go to church? Has anybody ever asked you, where do you go to church? Just think of that language. We'll hang on to it a little while. But it's not correct. Because God doesn't dwell in buildings made by men. whose church do you go to? Oh, I go to Pastor Friends. No, you don't. Because if you thought I owned it, I'm telling you now, I don't own the joint. Not my church. How about come to our church? We say that. Where is your church? This is the house of God. No, it's not. No, it's not. This is not the house of God. You are the house of God. Hear me now. And the reason you resist the Holy Spirit is not because you don't love him. And it's not because he wouldn't use you mightily. It's because in your head you've been told this has to happen at a certain place. Or only certain people respond that way. Or God only uses folks that are white or black or spirit-filled or tongue talkers or right. And he's not in your game. He transcends that, and he'll show up every now and then. And out of a sinner, out of a low-down, no-good guy like me, preach great stuff, and you're going, man, I felt the Holy Spirit. I thought God was talking to me. And the truth of the matter is, he's trying to transcend your rule book. He's trying to get outside of your box. And I just need to inform you right now that there is going to be a huge shakeup. I am prophesying. Mark it down. Put the calendar down. Write it down. There's going to be another wave of God like there was for the Pentecostal movement. And what God is going to do is he's going to reclaim his name. He's not going to let people speak in his name that don't love other people and destroy other people. He's going to break down the barriers that separate folks. He's going to show up in the most unbelievable places and show the earth is mine. This is my planet. And there's a breaking going on. And part of what's happening in this service is there's an awareness in your spirit that something bigger than you is at work. I just need to know if you still feel that. Was it half an hour ago you said, yeah, I feel something happening. Yes. He comes to set you free. We are walking slowly. We are walking slowly toward racial reconciliation. I just look everybody right in the eye. We are moving toward racial reconciliation. Misogyny is a thing of the past. The hatred of women, putting women down. God's going to use people. Women are going to speak up and knock your socks off. And you're going to go, well, this is not exactly how I thought it was supposed to be. Do you hear me? There's a shift of power. Jonathan, quickly run up here, Jonathan. You're in good shape. You can run. Run up here, Jonathan. Jonathan and I just ate the other day. I want you to tell them what you said about race and gender, about white men. Remember the three things that's the great curse of.
Oh. Okay.
Go ahead, John.
Ooh, I wasn't expecting this. Okay. When we were talking, I said, you know, I was talking to Mick about, with Mick, about legalism, that there's legalism on the right, there's legalism on the left. And what happens is that people kind of, there's a story in the Bible where the, I can't remember all these ites, but they came, some ite came to the Jebusites and said, we'll make a deal with you. And said, we will let you live if you give us your right eye. If you give us your right eye, we'll let you live, we'll let you keep breathing. That was the deal they had. So the idea was that if we take one of your eyes, you'll still be able to see, so you'll still be useful to us. You just won't be able to see everything. And what happens is that people lose their right eye, and when a guy like me who comes up from, came out of rightist, fundamentalist, fascist,
say
controlling kind of legalism. I'm always on guard for legalism from the right. And what can happen is legalism from the left can come up and blindside my left side and knock me off my feet, and I'm right where I was before. Got it?
Yeah. Say it.
People look at the opposite end of the same coin as though it's a different coin. It's not. It's the same thing. It's legalism rebranded Phariseeism in Sadducees' clothing. What I see in this world is this, is that God is moving us beyond all of these right, left, black, white, male, female, this and that. What I believe is happening is that there's going to be a breaking out like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon that's been, had us bound as human beings for many years. And God is bringing deliverance. He's going to blow that stuff apart by the power of the Spirit and understanding. And legalism is going to be left in the dust.
Yes.
What can happen is that we've got this idea that because somebody looks a certain way, let me tell you something, black, white, brown, whatever, hey, you are not my enemy. You're my friend.
Yeah.
You're my brother in Jesus Christ. All of you, I'm not your enemy. I'm your brother. I'm on your side. You're on my side. We're on God's side. And God is on our side. Women, men are not your enemy. They're your greatest help, your greatest friends. Women are not my enemy. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. Right now, from the right, we've had all this bigotry and isms going on where we categorize people and put them in. Hey, they are my less than. They are my lessers. Now, from the left, I see this counter backlash where the original sin, like we look at original sin in Genesis, the original sin of the left and secularism is the three things that are the epitome of evil. You are Satan incarnate if you have these three things.
Yes.
Straight, white, and male.
That's right.
Straight, white, and male. You are the Antichrist. No. Let's forget that. Let's get beyond right, left, Protestantism, Catholicism, atheism, agnosticism, all of those isms. I don't belong to any ism. I belong to Jesus, and he belongs to me. Amen.
Here's the deal. You become bound by those thoughts. You become enclosed, imprisoned by the choices that you make. I'm expected to preach a certain way. Nate, Terry, sometimes accuse me of saying things just for the shock factor. And the truth of the matter is, I hope to say things that shock you, but not on purpose. Like today. I'm not having fun just shocking you. I'm trying to tell you the truth. That if you get stuck in the way you think about Christ or about Christianity, and God moves outside of that box where you are, you suddenly are fighting God, not people. And I want you to hear me and know in this church that we are transcending by the grace of God. We're trying to break out of all of those constrictions and think like him. I'm going to give it to you quickly. Genesis, let's go quickly. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Genesis, way back, first chapter, you guys. This is deep foundation. This is a deep foundation. Genesis 1, I'll finish with this. Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Then God said, let us make man in our image. Everybody say image. in our likeness. Everybody say likeness. Let them rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. Verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Sisters, let the Holy Spirit shake you. Let the Holy Spirit set you free. Don't take on another war. Don't join a war, an anti-man war. Gentlemen, let the Holy Spirit shake you. Let him shake you. Stop thinking like you were taught. Stop believing what America has propagated. Man, women's suffrage and racial prejudice has lasted too long. And I think there are churches and people that are feeling this thing, and it's in me, it's just in me. Freedom. I want to shout freedom. I want to yell freedom. You're in the image of God. Don't let somebody put something else on you. You are in the image of God. Don't let somebody put you down. Don't let situations put you down. Don't let blackness force you into poverty or into fighting. Don't let whiteness force you into resisting. Let God set you free and say, we are his. He's working on our attitude. He's working on our spirit. In his likeness and in his image. Genesis 11:6. Genesis chapter 11, verse 6. Oh, my God. Listen to me. I don't have to have been black to understand what it means to come from slavery. All I had to be was Christian. I need some water. Thank you, Terry. I need a bigger amen than that. Too many of you have been under religious persecution. Too many of you have come from religions that put you down, that discounted your value. I hate these steps and this platform. I hate it. I hate this desk. Because it makes a separation. I'm higher. Somebody did this, not just for the view, not just so I could see your faces. They promoted a position. Help me, somebody. I'm the one saying it. You're allowed to say amen. Don't be afraid. I said, I hate that. Because now everybody's got to listen to you, and everybody got to do what you say. That's hogwash. I cannot tolerate the fact that Christianity has led people away from Jesus. I can't stand it. I can't take it. And I think what he's doing to me is the axe is now laid to the root of the trees. I mean, he's going to uproot the whole thing. And he's going to marginalize the voices of the Christian judgmentalists, because that's not what he's doing. He's going to take people that have signs and talk about everybody that's not like them is going to hell. And that's what we did as Pentecostals. We thought everybody that didn't have the Pentecostal experience somehow was a less Christian. Maybe you don't want to admit that, but that's the way it is. That's what I was taught. I was taught that the Catholics were enemies. I was taught that the Baptists were enemies. Anybody that preached something different from me, they were wrong and I was right, and we didn't dare have fellowship. And now God's making a church, and this looks like, we look like peanut butter just spread all over the plate, man. We just everywhere. People want to know how to identify us. There's no identification, just other than the fact that I love Jesus. I'm trying to love Jesus. If I can just get my eyes off everybody else, if I can just quit picking on your eyes and pulling out the little tiny speck and get the beam out of my own eye. That's just me. That's not you. That's just me. Genesis 11. The Lord came down to see the city and the tower that men were building. This verse 6. And the Lord said. Would you say the Lord said? If as one people speaking the same language they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Can you imagine? Are you ready? Can we finish? Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Matthew 6:34. I think John Lennon must have read that. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us and the world will be as one. Let us no longer celebrate separation. Let us no longer separate over minor issues and preferences. Yes, yes. By God, yes. Let us celebrate, yes, that we're all going to speak one language. Yes. And anything we decide we can do, we're going to do it. Yes. Just imagine, yes, if God sets you free. Yes. Set you free from the restrictions that have been over you all of your life. Because that's the breath of the Spirit right now. He's breathing on you, and he's going to make you a living soul. Would you stand, please? Thank you, Jesus, for making us better people. Thank you for pulling us up higher, calling us to a higher place. Thank you for delivering us from the pain, the great responsibility of deciding who is and who is not loved by you. Thank you for delivering us and giving us one word, everybody. Thank you for taking exclusivism away from us and causing us to be inclusive. Thank you, Jesus, for the nervousness and the madness that is stirred up by your Spirit in this congregation. Thank you for confronting us and not leaving us to our own inventions. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, Jesus, for a church where everybody can come and be welcome. Thank you for a place where folks can come and be healed. Thank you for delivering us, though we're afraid to leave the prison. We're coming out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for setting us free in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. To learn more about Grace Place, please visit our website at graceplacemn.org. Thanks for listening. May God bless you this week.